Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ron.
And I am Sri Ram Ta, and
namaste. Namaste.
Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ram Ta.
And I am Kira Ra, and we are delighted to be with you right here, broadcasting to you at OnenessTalkRadio.com, where we also have some live chat going on, and of course at BBSRadio.com, where we are always delighted to spend time. And we are doing our best right now to also be broadcasting. Sri, did that happen?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it looks like we are online at Official Sri and Kira.
Wonderful. So our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, if you want to watch this in real time on YouTube and anywhere else, honey.
And Facebook.
At our Facebook, the Oneness Talk Radio Facebook page, which if you have not yet become a member of, please do. And remember that you can call in, join the conversation, and of course, ask us a question, request a mini soul reading. And that phone number is 517-208-1500. Again, 517-208-1500. And you do get to listen to the show while you're on hold. And we are going to do our best to take as many callers as we can. So, beloved angels, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Thank you for all that you are. Sri, we're getting feedback over at the Oneness Talk Radio chat that we're working fine on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yay! Thank you, Jess. Thank you for that beautiful sharing and letting us know that we're up and running live. So, can we all just take a breath? I mean, really, let's just bring a hand to our heart and really take a moment to recognize that we are in a time that is uncharted territory, that is unlike any other time before its moment. And this May moment is going to start a 7-month propulsion. And we have a lot to share.
Seven months. Here we go.
Ooh, the number seven, right? Okay. We know what that's about.
You know, I just got to say, here we are. It's coming up on May. We've had 4 months of churning and opportunity and revisiting and reinventing and recovery, re-upping to everything, huh?
Yeah, how about you guys?
Yeah. So it's been an amazing time, and May is going to take us further.
Yeah, May is going to take us to the brink. Now, you know, yesterday, I really do with all my heart really invite you, if you were not with us yesterday, we started talking about this core issue and about this core energy, and we're going to share a lot more about that today. We were also discussing how we are now on the flip side of the first major cycle of this year of divine awareness, and let us not remember that awareness, it's all spiritual journeys really begin at awareness. Now,
yes,
we might think that we've already gone beyond that, but oftentimes awareness is a point of mastery where we continue to expand, because through conscious awareness, we then have conscious experience, which then always brings us back to another conscious choice. And this is constantly refining. This is that ever refining spiral of your spiritual evolution, of your mastership. And this is what is happening right now, in a way that has not happened before. So you're being invited into that greater awareness. That's what the entire year is about. So in this first cycle that just finished, April 16th, we went through the retrograde. We went through these three super moons. We went through all of this energy. And we are now in this moment where coming into May, I just want to remind you, our video, Sri and I are doing a full video on this. It will be posted sometime between tonight and tomorrow night. So within the next 24 hours, if you're on our newsletter list or if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which I hope you do, at Official Sri and Kira, you should get notification when that's posted. What's important to recognize is that as we looked at the April illusion or illumination, all of these energies are gaining momentum as we move into this core moment. So Sri and I were asking yesterday on the show, and I invite you, go back and watch yesterday's Explore the Mysteries. Where can they watch that, Sri?
It's, you asked me, it's at Oneness Talk Radio.
Okay.
It's not yet up at Sri and Kira Radio, but it will be as soon as this show is finished.
And the video is up, isn't it?
The video is at YouTube, OnenessTalkRadio.com.
Oneness Talk Radio channel,
channel.
And YouTube.
Yeah, that's probably your best choice because you get the video and the audio.
Exactly. And the reason we're inviting you to do this is today we're moving forward, but we want to anchor in this core moment. And take a moment right now before we go any further. How has your April been? What have you noticed in April? What's been coming up around you? You know, Sri and I were describing it yesterday as there's the dark night of the soul, there's the darker night of the soul, and then there's the darkest night of the soul. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about that, and we're going to be sharing a lot about that in our video as well for the May predictions.
You know, one thing we can all joke about is that our life's journey seems to have layers, seems to have an evolutionary spiral that is ever refining. We tend to visit and revisit things, but we don't necessarily experience them the same way. We experience them through the lens of an accumulated wisdom, through the discernment that comes in as we stay awake. And as Kira mentioned earlier, awareness is truly one of the most fundamental qualities that will foundationalize your mastery. Of course, there's other qualities as well. When we stick our head in the sand and we say, I don't want to know, what we're saying is stop the picture, stop the growth.
Right.
Let's just hang on right here. Now, sometimes it's necessary to have a timeout. Sometimes we need a little rest. And sometimes when we stop, we're actually gathering resources so that we can go forward in a good way.
Exactly. You know, this is something that the divine directors have been talking about lately, is this moment, this five-star general moment that we've already shared with you on the air a little bit, and that in that moment, and this is the energy of right now, and we've been talking about the ikigai. What is that ikigai moment? Your ikigai moment is when your passion illuminates. When you have that, you're getting up in the morning because you have a reason to be, and you understand what that reason is, that passion for living. And the more that you anchor your ikigai moment, the greater the awareness. And Sri, just for those of you watching us on YouTube, Sri just put up a picture of an ikigai diagram. So the ikigai is the center of all directions, right? We show them in the diagram as circles. So if you draw these four circles together and the circles overlap, you wind up with all these little segments, but right in the middle, there's that one spot where all four circles are unified. And that's that ikigai moment. That's what, literally, to me, it feels like lifting a pyramid out of the sand. It's like grabbing the eye of the pyramid and it pulls you up. And this is what we're going to be talking about on the show today as well, is how this core energy is affecting the pyramid of spiritual awakening. And this ikigai diagram is merely one that is a sample of what the four core issues were. You work from the outside in. So in this diagram, the four core issues for this being were love, money, skills, and needs. You know, that's pretty awake. But what are your four core issues? And then how do you fill those in? How do those all rotate together? If you look at this diagram, you'll see the word passion intersects with love and skills, but not necessarily with money and needs. So how do you play with this? How do you flow with this? Take time, because even though it looks simple, I'm going to use the word matrix, the matrix of your own ikigai anchoring is what we'll call in this core issue energy. And this is what May is all about. We are going into the C-O-R-E, hint, that stands for more than just what the word means.
And it's a powerful, powerful word.
Yeah.
Because when we have been brought to our core, the dark night of the soul has arrived or delivered us to what we were calling the darkest night, because it's delivered us to our core. Oftentimes when we're having those depressing moments or those painful moments, we feel separated from nourishment, separated from source.
Yes.
That's a dark night of the soul. Is it the darkest night? I don't know. Only your soul will let you know, because when we come to our core, we simultaneously discover that we are not anything that we've been experiencing.
No.
We are none of it.
No. And the illusion illumination kind of dissolves into a oneness experience where we recognize ourselves. And this is the overlay. And in the second half of the show, we are going to show you for the first time, and you'll see it a lot in our May predictions video, what has happened to the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening. And we've put the energy flows in so that we can help you identify this energy and navigate it through May. Because in May, May is an arrival moment. May is a true, like, wipe the sweat off your brow.
Okay.
Job well done. Oh my gosh, we're still here. And so congratulations if you're still here. And if you are one of the many, many people that have beautiful beings around you that are not still here in this form, we are celebrating that they have taken their place to reach out their hand and be with all of us as well. And I think all of you who are looking at Shri can see that my beloved husband has arisen through this two-death experience in April. He is quite a bit trimmer, as you can tell, and he is lighter, freer, available, expanded. And so I think it's important to talk about your April may have been intense, but your April prepared you for this core energy.
You know, one of the things I want to share is that in my experience, and I do believe this is universal, when we are brought to our core, what comes forward is that essential consciousness that knows that you are beyond all this illusion, beyond all this drama, beyond all the phenomena that comes in through perception. And in the knowingness of the essence of that which you are comes the opportunity to resurrect that which you shall be. Knowingness is the foundation. This is beyond the I am. This is the oneness consciousness that then will come into I am. I am whole. I am resurrected. I am love. I am serving, etc., etc., etc. And those fundamental declarations now begin to inform those structures in consciousness, which may remember your personality, that may remember your trainings, and they begin to inform that which you've been exposed to be directed in a new, efficient, spot-on targeted way.
Yeah.
That's my experience. I feel like I've been given a new life. I feel that I have great inspiration and connection, and I want to share it.
And we are with all of you as you are sharing with us, and that's really been quite extraordinary. And, you know, I want to go deeper because this May core, and those of you that are holding on the phone, stay on the phone.
Whoa,
I promise we will
yes.
get to you. And those of you that might want to jump into the queue and see if we can get you on the air today, it is 517-208-1500. May is an arrival, as we just mentioned. May is this opportunity to really arrive into this core energy. And what's also important is to remember that this is bringing us all to the absolute center. And that center has a very expanded experience recognition is the word I want to offer to you right now. Because this is the energy that can implode and explode simultaneously. It's like taking in that big in-breath, holding it for that one moment where you are in that absolute moment of stillness. And then exhaling as the explosion of the divine creation. And this is what bringing you to the core is about. This is what May is about. May is a very big month. And with all my heart and soul, please, please watch our video on the May predictions, which will be up at YouTube. We just have to do some final editing. It will be up sometime tonight or tomorrow at the latest. So when we look at these core issues, May is going to deliver to you the opportunity where these core energies, and we're going to describe what they are, where these core energies will either be your greatest asset or your greatest challenge. And either way, it's a win. This is not something to be afraid of. You know, am I ready? Oh my God, am I going to manifest whatever during the month? This is a month to master that energy, to see that energy, to recognize that all of this prep we've been having, this time slides that's going on, these parallel
yes.
dimension anchorings that are happening. I'm beginning to feel like I'm in and out of parallel dimensions so much I'm almost getting seasick. Enhanced ascension acceleration symptoms, guys. I am dealing with bodily pain at a level that if I was living in my body right now, I would probably be in a wheelchair. I don't know that I've ever experienced more physical pain in my life. And the gift of that pain is that It's teaching me how to really anchor being the witness, witnessing the witnesser who is the witness that is having the pain. And so that is the gift of it. And so any of you that may be experiencing this kind of extreme pain like I am, I mean, even moving my arms hurts. You know, before I got on the air today, I was icing certain areas of my body. And when I connect, I'm aware that this is a core physical issue with me. And so the gift of your ascended consciousness, and this is why in the second half of the show, we're going to show you the energized pyramid of spiritual awakening. This is how you will navigate this time and really flourish. I mean, flourish.
I want to remind you that when we put out the predictions video a month ago, one of the things we talked about, or maybe it was 2 months ago.
Yeah, because it would have been March. Because my husband had another dream world going on in April.
We talked about tendinitis and pain in the joints.
Yeah.
And Kira has been experiencing this in spades, so to speak, because the frequencies.
I'll take hearts.
In hearts. And the frequency of the ascension energies is such that as it runs through these vessels, it is running through all of the various tissues and ligaments and I believe I shared earlier, the soft tissues are very fast to heal, repair, and adjust.
Right.
Then you move into cartilage and tendons, which are a little more stubborn. They take more time to heal. And any of you that have ever damaged a tendon, you know, it's a long process. And then finally the bones, which are the slowest of all of them. This doesn't mean that they can't heal and respond rapidly. What it says is they're biased.
Right.
They're biased toward a certain duration. And so my beloved Kira is running so much energy, both in terms of healing and outpouring to our students and community, but also in her divine connection that she maintains, that her body is responding and saying, hey,
I'm scared.
This doesn't feel like home anymore.
The physical body is, every time I touch in and I'm like, talk to me, you know, Digame, talk to me. My physical body is telling me that it's wondering if I'm leaving. And so if you are having these experiences and you are feeling uncomfortable, it's just a call for you to remember that you are able to navigate this in an extraordinary way by becoming fully anchored as the witness who is witnessing the witnesser of the witness that is having the pain. And this is something we've been talking about for a while. This energy opened up in late 2018. We've all been prepped for it. And now we are here, guys. This is a big one. The other thing that I've kind of been giving you guys like little weekly updates on my unplug. So this past week, I did notice that I started seeing more just headlines. And I noticed very tangibly the remnant energy that would respond to whatever I had just read. And I did not go any further and I was able to dismiss it. However, as I was sharing with my beloved Sri, what it did offer to me was the opportunity to see that after having been so dramatically unplugged, this is Peyton Place. This is so not real. And when you can really see it, all the players are playing their role exactly the same. And if you really want to have a fun experiment, unplug for even a week. And if you plug back in, it's going to be just like a drama going on a soap opera that never, ever ends because you're buying into it. The only way this drama ends is to unplug from it. And when enough of us say, this is not the reality that I want to co-create, when enough of us have that energy, and that's what this warrior energy is. That's what this is, standing up in your peace, love, and joy and donning your warrior garb and saying, I am here for living the gift of peace, true peace, not emotional peace. I am here for the gift of living in the energy of true love and experiencing joy. And if enough of us stand in that warrior-like position, that's how we will break free. So these core issues, these core energies, and we're going to define what all this means in the second half of the show, must arise. And it will be your greatest challenge or it will be your greatest, greatest asset. It will be how it, you, this is the month you got to put your money where your mouth is. You got to be, you got to live what you say you are. And if you're not, it will be in your face and celebrate it's in your face. You'll see it. It's probably something you've been hiding from yourself. So let it come in.
You know, there's an old common, what's that called? For a common phrase that, anyway, it's called fake it till you make it.
This is the month where you don't have to fake it anymore.
You make it.
And you are making it.
Be that which you are.
Exactly.
Step out and just be it. Because that whole thing of I'll test the waters, or I'm partially authentic, or I'm better than I was. Oh,
that's all valuable and awesome.
It all may be true. Yeah. However, the reality is if you want to experience the richness of the joy of your authenticity, then if not now, when?
Yeah, baby.
And now is the moment of great support.
Yeah.
The universe has got your back.
Oh, very much so. And you know, speaking of that, Sri, we have all these people that have been holding.
Well, let's
and
say
so
hi.
Why don't we say hi? So we're going to go first down to Georgia, and we're just going to unmute and welcome. It's on a wireless call, I believe, from Georgia. Namaste, beloved. Welcome.
Hi there.
Okay, we're gonna put you back on mute. We hear you listening to us. We're gonna put you back on mute. We'll come back in a little bit when you hear us call your name. Try to turn down your volume, and maybe we'll get through to you. All right, then we're gonna go to. We got a blocked anonymous unknown, a mystery caller.
Let's
hear what the mystery. Hi, mystery caller.
Let's say hello.
Hi.
Hi.
From Washington.
Say again your name.
She was fine till you did that.
No, I just upped the volume.
Okay, we heard you for a minute. Now we don't hear you again, honey. Hold on.
No, it's not our end.
Oh, let's make sure. Okay, we can't hear you, sweetheart. We're going to mute you. Let's go to Tulsa, Oklahoma and try again. Namaste. Welcome.
Hello there.
Hi, Tulsa.
Thank you.
We
can't hear you, sweetheart.
Okay, turn off your speaker in the background.
Can you turn your speaker down, sweetheart?
Namaste.
Hi.
Namaste.
Namaste.
We hear you.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Namaste.
Namaste.
I think something's going on with your phone line, guys.
I think you're right. I think you're 100% correct. And
nothing you can do about
there's
anything.
My husband's waving me away and saying there's nothing we can do. And I apologize.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
I can't hear you.
Right. We're going to put you on mute. And we're going to, during the second half of the show, we'll take callers again. We're
going to
reboot the call board. So you're going to need to call in again. And we sincerely apologize for anything that may have been funky on our call board. So we're going to reload it. Call in again, please, please, please. And we will take all of your calls. So, Sri, let's go back and talk more about this May core issue. And, guys, you know, what I started mentioning earlier was that this is an energy.
Yes.
It's an energy that's calling forward. I use the word warriors of light. What do I mean by that? I mean, those of us that are saying, you know what? Yes. And that, I want to take a moment and make sure that we don't misunderstand the warriors of light experience. As a warrior of light, what we are inviting you to create within your own life is just your commitment to your lack of doubt, a commitment to your knowing of your mastery, a commitment that you don't have to stand on the corner and shout it. It's about living it. You know, in the end, and Archangel Zadkiel said this to us 17 years ago in the very beginning, and what Archangel Zadkiel said to us was, you are known by your heart, not your words. And this came from a question that I had asked Sri to ask Zadkiel during one of our many private sessions when we first came in, because I honestly felt like, you know, why me? You know, I think I've always shared, many of you that have met me in person, that I have often felt like the idiot savant of what I do. It was never conscious. I never said one day I'm going to be this person. I never said one day I'm going to do this. It just happened. And so that was one of my questions,
yes,
was for Sri to ask Archangel Zadkiel. And Zadkiel's answer was just so beautiful. It was like, you are known by your heart, not your words. And And then, of course, Zadkiel went on to talk about that more, that you cannot bargain your way in. You cannot bargain your way into heaven, so to speak.
Right.
And you know, I always giggle about that because as a child, I literally firsthand witnessed bribes going back and forth regarding churches and getting things done. And it was a very valuable lesson to see as a young child. And when we can say yes to the truth of who we are, that is what we're talking about. That is what carries us through.
Yes.
And then live it. Be, you know, how do you dress? How do you speak? Who do you engage? Are you using your star consciousness? You know, doesn't matter what group you're with, you can be activating your star consciousness just as simply as touching your, you know, you can sit there and do a little thumb and middle finger out of sight and just kind of touch your head. And next thing you know, you're able to lift through a conflict.
Yes.
Or lift through an energy. So this is what we're talking about.
Absolutely. And you know, I want to underscore this. You will be known by your energy.
Yeah.
That which you carry, that which you radiate, is it lined up with the truth of your soul? Is it lined up with your essence?
Yeah.
Not are you putting on a show? Not are you seeking to do it right? Is it simply lined up?
Hmm.
That's truly the measure. And I do want to say we fixed the call board.
All right, we fixed the call board. So we're going to try all over again. We're going to go back to Georgia. Now, for all of you, whenever you would call in, please turn down listening to us because we get the feedback and that can become a challenge.
Yeah, there's a delay. So you want to turn off your speakers.
And we're going to go to Georgia again, our wireless caller in Georgia. We're just going to start right over. Okay, let me unmute you. Namaste, beloved one. Welcome.
Love you.
Hi, we love you too, and we can hear you.
Yay.
Yes, I was the first one, and I couldn't hear you, but I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me, so
right.
It's good now. Oh, how are you, my loved
Oh, we are
ones.
Happy to be here with you.
Well, of course, there's a lot I want to know, but can you give me a reading?
Of course, my angel. And you're so cute. So I do want to invite you, if you can bring your hands to your heart, and I am doing the same right now, to please do that. And when I connect right here, which is where I'm called, when I connect with your higher beingness and when I connect with your soul, you know, it's funny I said higher beingness because I almost said your highness. And there is this sense of a fluttering in your heart right now. And I don't want to use the word anxiety, but there's like a lot that's just kind of like going on and ruminating around you right now. And what they just keep saying to me is that you need to bring your hands to your heart more often, calm your breath, close your eyes, breathe in through your nose, exhale out of your mouth, and just say, I am here. And they're saying that I am here. And it's with that deep, I am here. And they're saying that that in and of itself will ignite the command that will call in the connection that will be like a stream of energy that will bring you to all the answers you're looking for. But this is the gift that you're being offered right now, is it's about you commanding that. This is like one of the first steps you can take to really say, I am commanding the light. And it begins with, I am here. And then I would strongly recommend you use the mantra of self-ascension at night, maybe before you go to bed, maybe with a mala, even if you just say it one or two times, just encoding your energy field as you sleep overnight with that mastery presence and you stay in that. And I think you'll be pretty blown away. You're resonating with the number 3. And so you're within a very powerful 90-day shift, May, June, July, very powerful for you. So I'm grateful that we're connecting today. And thank you, my angel. We love you so much.
Namaste.
Thank you. I love you.
Oh, we love you, honey. Namaste. Yeah. Bye, angel. Whoo, I'm out of breath again.
Well, a standard moment. Yeah.
Ooh, wow. You know, I really am I'm feeling into that session because that really is about the core issue, isn't it? Isn't the core issue I am here?
It is.
Being able to say yes to I am here. And it's also interesting to me that it is the first line of the mantra of self-ascension. And that as we are in this moment, and I'm actually feeling my belly tighten up. And so I'm feeling a lot of you that are tuning in right now. Guys, this core issue thing, I promise you, you will navigate beautifully. But man, I'm feeling a lot of people in your core right now because this is going to be a core month. May is massive. It really, really is. Sri, are we taking a break today or are we going through?
We're going straight through.
We're going to go straight through because we have so many people on hold and so much to share. You want to take another caller?
Well, let's say hello to our block.
All right, we're going to go to our mystery caller again. All right. Namaste, mystery caller. Welcome.
Hi. It's so great. I'm so grateful to talk to you.
As we are with you.
So my question is that it seems like I align with like the suffering and the pain of the collective, and I want to reroute
So, honey, we lost your audio.
And I had to say it.
There you are. Okay. So you're wanting to reroute. I heard that.
Yeah.
Was there anything else you wanted to share before I shared with you? Because I get it. I see it.
Yeah. It's just there's a part of me that's, I guess, afraid of, I don't know, there's this fear of coming up of, like, there's a part of me that wants to be separate because I don't want, because I am so empathic that I've taken on that pain at times and kind of been like, I guess, the garbage collector. And I want to just, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to actually, you know, find the joy in being, you know, connected to the collective. And
I love it. I love it. So, sweetheart, you must be who I was feeling. So I want you to bring your hands right to your third chakra. And as you bring your hands to your third chakra, a couple things I want to share with you. The first one is, this is part of the mastery journey. You have reached a moment of spiritual discernment. You have reached a moment of navigating beyond that which you have done so far. And so this is why you're feeling this way, because you are ready to take the next step, yet there is an energy that's holding you back, and you nailed it. It is fear. And here's where that irony always comes in. It's the fear of what's in front of you, overwhelmingly more comfortable than letting go of what's painful. So this is, I went through this. I feel that many, many of us that I have experienced, that I have had the pleasure of knowing, we all go through this at some point. And it gets to that moment where it's overwhelming, oftentimes because that's what it takes for us to pop. You are at a moment where your own empowerment is what you need to look at. This is your core issue. This is your May energy. And in just a moment, I'm going to explain more of what that means. And I think it's going to have a big aha for you. However, some practical things that I did to help pop through to that level. I started wearing a scarf when I was out in public, just a beautiful light scarf, just a light, you know, it was oftentimes white, light gauze, because it helped hold my energy within. To this day, I still wear sunglasses oftentimes when I'm out and about. I keep them on so that I can really allow myself. I also, before I go out and when I come back, do the container practice. If you're not familiar with it, please go to shriankira.com. It's free on our website, shriankira.com, right up at the top where it says Yoga of Self-Ascension. When you click on that, all these practices are going to come down. This, all the time, but especially now, learn the container practice, do it often, because you must be the one saying, I command the when, I command the how, I command this energy, so that you are whole. The more that you take care of you and come forward with that right now, actually the greater your experience of energy will grow and the more master filled you will become. So this is a big moment for you, and it is a moment of spiritual discernment. It is a moment of spiritual mastery. I am here. It is the core energy of May. And so if anything, celebrate it, but you're going to need to take action on it immediately. And so hands on the third chakra the whole time, I hope for you. And if not, bring them there again, because Archangel Uriel is there. And I've been watching Uriel kind of going in and out on your third chakra with this golden light energy, sending in reassurance and stability and courage. And so take a breath and really feel into how loved and supported you are. You're at a great moment, my angel. I'm so glad we got the opportunity to connect. Thank you for being our mystery caller. We love you.
Namaste.
Namaste. Whew. Well, Sri, I don't know about you, but I am just like, wow. You know, this is just, I think maybe let's talk a little bit more about the core energy.
Absolutely.
So one of the things that we've been discussing, guys, is that this post-April 16 world experience has brought every energy and has brought us as a species to the brink of who we are. And that has happened through many different vibratory experiences. And what we stand for, how we express. I mean, this is affecting everything, which is why there's been this massive opportunity for an ikigai moment, not just individually, but collectively. However, in order to have a collective ikigai moment, those four aspects need to be lined up in harmony, and they are not yet there. So what does that leave us with? Well, this is that energy that is calling us forward as warriors of a light to arise through the center of our resurrection energy. And that's what the core issue is. And so if you look at your C-O-R-E on the core.
Center.
So that first C is the center, right? We have arrived at the center. So if you were to draw a C-O-R-E for the core, we've arrived. Mm-hmm. We are at the center. We are in a 7-month journey. This is each month is going to have its own energy, and there is going to be a 4-month energy wrapped into the 7-month energy starting in about 3 months, because May, June, and July will each be fluid months. But May arises this core and sets us on a 7th month trajectory, and then December will stand alone. So we are at the center of it, guys.
Mm-hmm. And it's important as we play with the terminology a little bit, the center of.
Right.
C-O.
So what is it to be of? And I really found that to be fascinating when the divine directors offered this core energy definition, because they were talking so much about the center. And Sri and I talk a lot about this in our video, but the of is the ikigai. What is the of? What is that which you believe you are? The of is such an expansive energy. So we have arrived at the center of
resurrection.
And I think Sri is the poster child for resurrection right now. This is what 2 near-death experiences and 3 weeks, 2 emergency surgeries looks like. And so resurrection, we are at the center of resurrection. And you guys already know the E, right?
Energy.
We are now at the center of resurrection energy. Now, this resurrection energy erupted. I really like that word, because it really did. It was like a volcanic blast at that April 16 moment. And look what's been happening. And how are you flowing with it? How are you responding to it? Because remember, sometimes the energy of that 5-star general, of the spiritual warrior at the front line, is to have the wisdom to retreat, regroup, and know when to re-engage. Sometimes losing the battle is the best strategy, because what it really comes down to is what's more important, the battle or the war. And this is where we're at. And these energies are happening constantly. There is a battle for the dominion of you in the third dimension. And this is why understanding how this center of resurrection energy is affecting everything matters.
We haven't in the past used metaphors that relate to this warring, this conflictual energy. However, it's the most accurate metaphor.
Yeah,
What's going on right now is indeed a battle for the control of you.
Yes.
A battle for your dominion of your mind, your soul, your energy. And when we talk about resurrection, what we're saying is return to that which is essential and bring it forth. The creation energy, the energy that is life, letting in forever the eternal.
Yes.
Life.
Yes.
Letting in forever the eternal. That energy is resurrection.
Yes.
Because it's coming forward and manifesting. You know that you are more than you have been demonstrating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you are more than that.
What dimension are you looking at? Are you taking advantage of your ability to be a universally expansive being capable of co-creating at any level and at any time? This is really important, and it's a powerful gift to understand that we are at a core moment. We are at the center of the resurrection energy. So that I almost feel like that's really much like the center of a storm, isn't it? Mm. That means that we've navigated our way in, but it also means we either need to dissolve the storm or at some point we're going to have to navigate our way back through. That's what May's determining. May is putting in place an enormous advantage, if you wanted to use that word, if you are aware of this and can turn this core energy into your greatest asset, because everyone's going to deal with it, whether they're aware of it or not, whether they know what it is or not, is irrelevant. Everyone's going to be dealing with core energy, and it will be your greatest asset or your greatest challenge during the entire month of May. However, in the end, whether it was an asset or challenge, with all our heart and soul, you will make it through this month. You will come out the other side, and you will be ready for the ascension frequency adjustment that's coming in June. And it's a powerful adjustment. And even as I share that, my ears, and some of you may already be feeling this adjustment coming in. I've noticed lately a lot of new energy in my ears, a lot of new energy. I even had a pseudo migraine the other day, and it was literally as I laid into it, I could feel the adjustments that were happening right now. So I tend to, my job, so to speak, seems to be that I am supposed to help mitigate this for whoever. I never look at it. I just do what they say. But by the intensity of what I'm going through lately, it tells me, guys, that we are really at an intense moment, and together we are better. I bow before all of you that support this program every week. Please, please help us reach more people. Please subscribe to Official Sri and Kira at YouTube. Subscribe to Oneness Talk Radio at YouTube. Get on our Facebook page. Help the community grow, and please download the app. This act of love from Sri and I, it's called Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira. You can get it at iTunes. You can get it at Google Play. Get the app. And so that's part of the core as well, how are you supporting your core?
And one of the things I want to underscore is that in the app, there is a beautiful video meditation. The Om Aum process.
And my husband, my beautiful husband, was the one who had this come through for the planet. Learn the Om Aum process,
it
please.
It is so appropriate to bring you to the core that is the peace that resides behind all of the phenomena.
Yes.
And as I shared yesterday, a great piece of art requires negative space. The yang energy cannot exist without the yin.
Yes.
And we must be able to honor that place of spaciousness, the infinite canvas that is closer to our true identity than all of the artifacts that we paint on that canvas.
I love it. I love it. I also want to just jump in and say I'm looking over here at the Oneness Talk Radio chat room. Yes, a lot of drainage from the ears. Actually, it's been blowing my mind how much, something I've never even experienced before. Also, people talking in here about the quantum clairvoyance class. Thank you so kindly. See, that's one of those core gifts. Use quantum clairvoyance to navigate the center of your resurrection energy all the time. You know, what are you claiming? What are the tools you're claiming? This is how we set ourselves up for May. Yeah, this is also why Sri and I wanted to get the video out for May a little early this month, because we're still transiting from this illusion illumination into this May core anchor energy through this ikigai moment. This is big stuff, guys. And you know, Sri, we have all these people holding. You want to say hi to some
more
beautiful
beings?
Let's
say hello to some more.
Let's go to Tulsa, Oklahoma one more time. Okay. Namaste, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Welcome, Angel.
Oh, bright blessings, everyone.
And to you.
Yes, I've just been listening and with my eyes closed and just envisioning a beautiful golden light and resonating so much with everything you guys are saying right now.
Thank you.
Ringing in the ears, but more like feeling like of underwater, even though I know that there's not water in my ears.
Exactly.
And vibrating. And thank you guys so much. When I found your videos, this time last year,
thank you for helping me feel like I'm not going crazy, and I am thankful for this community, and I would really love a mini soul reading if you feel so inclined.
Well, Angel, I am honored. I am just beyond honored. And first and foremost, I do want you to, if you, I'm going to put my hair behind my ears here, because that is actually why you got through. Why we're doing this is that they're saying I can help you with this attunement. And this is what's coming up for everyone. So for all of you that are feeling this, or if you're not feeling it and you just want to tune in, let's thank this beautiful community member for calling this in for all of us today. So this is kind of a month early. Early, but this is part of what's coming. June is an ascension attunement moment, and that's massive. But we want to stay focused on this core energy of May. And so what they're inviting you to do right now is they're saying to, like we teach in quantum clairvoyance, we're just going to activate with our thumb and middle finger. You want to touch, release. If you're sitting, try to sit with your back as straight as you can. I'm trying to model that for those of you watching us. Close your eyes. Keep doing that thumb and middle finger. We want to activate those prime meridians. We want to breathe up through our nose, out through our mouth. And they're saying, as you breathe up through your nose, feel that breath go all the way up, fill the top of your crown chakra. And when you exhale, feel it like a circle all the way up in the crown chakra, back down through the throat chakra and out the mouth. And they're saying, as you feel this energy spiraling and moving through you, now release the thumb and the middle fingers, put the thumbs just underneath, I'm kind of at the base of where the jaw meets the neck.
Right under the jaw. Yeah,
and put the middle fingers at the top on the outside of the ears. Wow. Okay, the first thing I'm feeling is massive congestion. And they're saying, feel, breathe in. And this time, send the breath out through those ears. Woo. When you exhale, breathe in through the nose. Leaving the fingers there. Exhale out through the ears. Send it out, send it out. Wow. And I'm taking the middle fingers right in the ears, spiraling and pull. Wow. So I would suggest that you try that as often as you can. And for those of you that are saying, what the heck is she doing? Just relax in and try it as you feel ready. They're saying, my love, to do this 3 to 4 times a day. And I can tell you right now, my eyes feel clearer. I feel wind coming out of my ears. I feel like I'm sitting much taller. I feel a lot of illumination energy. Thank you for bringing your ascended presence in for all of us today. And they're saying, this is where you live, that if you can stay in this energy, the rest of your questions will be answered easily. And so it is.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you guys so much. Continued healing. And I love you. I love you. Thank you so much.
We love you, Angel. Mwah. Many blessings, my
Many
angel.
Blessings
Namaste.
Indeed.
Well, you know, Sri, I really feel, I see how much time we have left. I know we still have callers, but I think it's important to introduce people to the energies of the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening.
Yeah, we have a lovely graphic we can share with you. And those of you that are listening
we'll
on
describe
the radio,
it.
We'll describe it, but you can always go to YouTube later on and see it.
You also can go to YouTube at Official Sri and Kira within the next 24 hours to watch. And please do, please watch the May predictions video. So, Sri, let's show them this core pyramid. So, if you are here at YouTube right now, what you are at Oneness Talk Radio, what you are seeing is the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening and the energies that are coming through the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening right now. So for those of you that are just learning about the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening, you'll notice that starts with density consciousness. That's what we're all born into. That's kind of the me-focused energy. And, you know, density consciousness is great. If you're in it, enjoy it, do it well. But at some point, we move from a me to a we energy, and that's how we lift up into spiritual activism. And spiritual activism is very much an us versus them. It's actually one of the most dangerous places we can be, and it is where our planet is stuck right now. And you'll notice that right above that is ascension awareness, and all the way at the top there is ascension consciousness. Now,
yes.
You want to look at these energy flows. These are 3D. So you almost want to consider this as if this was a 3D model moving right now. But you'll notice that there is, in density consciousness right now, you'll see there's like this flare of energy. But that flare coming from the center of density consciousness is actually the illumination, what we call the joy portal, that actually will allow more people than have ever been there before to honestly not only break free, but shoot straight up. And you'll see that they shoot straight up till they get to about the middle of ascension awareness, where you see that inner portal, okay? But there's also this moment in density consciousness where you'll see that someone who might have been lifting And each one of these levels has like three streams of light. I'm trying to do this really fast, but it's all going to be there in our monthly video. But there are those in density consciousness that are going to swing way out right now. Yeah. And they're going to swing way out. And you see that first layer, it almost looks like wings. They're going to swing way out. They're going to even swing out of the spiritual activism, and they're going to anchor. And that's cool. But then there's also those that you see are making that bigger circle in the middle. It comes out of density consciousness. It swings out through spiritual activism, and it comes out to the top. These are those who are reaching their soul's journey through their density consciousness spiritual activism. Remember, every being's needs are being met. Every being at some point will arrive at a culminating moment. It's how we're doing it. It's understanding how we're doing it that's bringing us into this blessing. And then what you would have seen and what you can learn more about in our video, the May Predictions video, is that river that opened up that's happening around spiritual activism and ascension awareness. Believe it or not, that's where those darkest nights of the soul can arise again, because they're coming from a moment of mastery and awareness. And so all of this is happening right now. We're going to be sharing a lot more about this in the May Predictions issue, May Predictions video. You sincerely want to join us. And, you know, Sri, I think we would be remiss. I want to talk about that with all this physical experience, with everything that's happening. I think you're bringing the Avesa Medical Intuitive Mastery out there and teaching people how to work with this energy, how to scan, is so divinely timed. And you know, Sri's Avesa Medical 2 begins on May 11th. And you know, just today, our beautiful dear friend Ken Lai out in Thailand reminded us that in your inherent divine wisdom, that is Saraswati Day. That is the day of divine wisdom and teaching. So I think there's a lot of serendipity happening with this program.
Yeah, Saraswati is indeed the deity, the goddess of wisdom and
teaching.
So yes, if you would like to discover a richer understanding of how and why physical manifestations occur and what you can do about it. Because everything is energy. And even the pharmaceuticals you take, they're an energy. So the question is, can you see deeper? Can you see the energy flows inside of another person? Can you intuit the deeper subconscious beliefs that are affecting their physicality? And if so, then we can be of an ever greater service to that being to help them reframe, restructure, reorganize, resurrect that which is essential, and the symptomology begins to fade.
You know, if you're interested and you're not sure what Sri's talking about, because we're so close, this program starts May 11th. Send us an email. Say, hey, I heard about this on the air. And we will send you a free bonus video of Sri teaching this program, the introductory video. Watch the introductory video as our gift to you. If nothing else, you will be wiser and have a greater knowledge of Avesa Medical Intuition. And it may assist you to say, yeah, this is a power-filled moment. We are, you know, healer, heal thyself. No matter whether you're a professional healer and you're looking to expand your practice, whether you're looking to just have a greater understanding of your own life's experience, we encourage you to check out Avesa Medical Intuition. Go to SriAndKira.com. It's right on the homepage. You just click on it and it'll take you right there.
Yeah. And for those of you that are sincere and you want to get on board with this dynamic group learning class, it's very intimate. I'll be working personally with each and every person who attends. There is a prerequisite class. It's all video. You can watch it in the next week. Get yourself caught up, because we're going deep.
We are. And all month long, Sri and I are going to be expanding and talking about these core issues during all of our radio shows. So make sure, make a note, please join us every Saturday at 1 o'clock Pacific time for Sri and Kira Explore the Mysteries, every Sunday at noon Pacific time for Sri and Kira, the Voice of Passionate Action. And beloved angels, for those of you that have been taking quantum clairvoyance, I just want to bow and say thank you with all my heart. We have our big culminating class this Tuesday night. But if you're just hearing about it and you want to take it, just give us an email and we'll get you involved in that program as well. Sri, what an extraordinary moment May is.
Absolutely. May is really like the lotus arising out of this retrograde that terminated April 16th. We have all been experiencing at whatever level it comes through in our individual lives, we've all been experiencing transformation.
Yeah.
You would not be watching this. You wouldn't be lined up with this conversation if there was not an agreement with at the soul level that says, I will participate. I will awaken. I will shine light into a world that's becoming increasingly occluded.
Mm.
When we have reached the point that many people can't determine truth from falsehood, the level of consciousness is declining into the Kali Yuga moment,
right,
where it takes illuminated beings to guide the way. And these illuminated beings are not more than or less than. They're not special or unspecial. They are simply radiating the light.
Yes.
And in the radiation of that light is the joy, because joy occurs naturally when we're lined up with our core essence.
Exactly. You have arrived at the center of your resurrection energy. What are you going to do with it? How is it with you? What are you waking up for? What is the ikigai that's propelling you to say yes, to walk through the darkest night of the soul, knowing that you are the master, knowing that you are the witness, witnessing that witnesser who is the witness of the third dimensional experience. You are beyond your mind. You are beyond this illusion. You are a master and you are masterful. And in May, humanity is at its core moment, and together we are walking through it, and together we are coming out the other side, ready for that massive ascension energy that will show up in June. Can you feel it? I know you guys can, because we're feeling it too. We can really feel it.
And I got to throw one more nugget out
please
there for
do.
You, because Kira, you were wrapping that up so beautifully.
Well, thank you.
Is that now, absolutely more than not ever, it's time to be, every time you feel a judgment coming in, it's time to work with your breath and release the Velcro that would seek to grab you. Judgments are nothing more than discernments with an attitude.
It's so true. It's so true.
When we bring love to the equation, when we're willing to just, however you need to frame it in your brain, to be able to say every being has the right to their opinion. Every being has the right to explore, learn, and grow at their own pace. I can bring love and acceptance to what would have triggered me in the past and simply smile and say, their choice is not my choice, and I beautifully respect their capacity to choose and have the consequences of their choosings. So I've taken a long way to say, release judgment. As we're able to release judgment and anchor in our own love, this core moment, the darkest of the dark nights of the soul, will evaporate.
It really will. And if you want to give yourself a gift right now from Sri and I, from our heart to yours, if you've already downloaded our app, go connect with the Om Aum meditation right now. And if you've not downloaded our app, why not? It's free. Go download the app.
And every Sunday night, we post an ensouled message for the members who have upgraded within the app. There are graphics.
There's so much. Just go have fun. And a Oneness Talk radio player. You can just click right in and listen to any of the shows.
So it's another way of staying connected, because as we connect to these frequencies, we sustain our evolutionary process, and the journey becomes easier.
It does. And for those of you that were holding on the phone lines, please call in early next week. We want to bring you onto the phone. For those of you over in the chat, gosh, we love you so much. Thank you for being such an extraordinary example of true mastery presence. For all of you listening to us at BBS Radio, we love you. We love all of you so dearly. Thank you for being the master that you are.
And until we have the joy of being with you live next Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
May you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.